We're here.
Captain.
Damn it, Jim, what the hell is the matter with you?
Freak whack jigger waggy? Freak whack jigger waggy?
I do.
You crazy Mexican. Freak whack jigger waggy? Freak whack jigger waggy? You crazy Mexican.
I do.
And now, a man who plumps when you cook him. Scott Johnson.
This is Brendan from the Falcon Twin webcomic and podcast, and you're listening to This Week in... Shit. You're listening to Extra Life Radio.
Welcome to my secret lair on Skull Crusher Mountain. I hope that you've enjoyed your stay so far. I see you met my assistant Scarface. His appearance is quite disturbing, but I assure you he's harmless enough. He's a sweetheart, calls me master, and he has a way of finding pretty things and bringing them to me. Oh, and I'm so...
Hey everybody, welcome to the Extra Life Radio program. It's Tuesday night, that must mean we're having a group show. Bring back the Shankara Stones. Everyone's here. We're all happy to be here. We got a lot to talk about. And if you, of course, the show isn't live, but if you were listening live, you'd realize that the Extra Life Radio website, and including myextralife.com, is down. So we don't know what's going on there. I apologize. Hopefully, you get the show at your normal time, depending on what I hear back from the host. And with that, let's have a great segue to part of this podcast is brought to us by mindonthenet.com, who better get their poo in order tonight. And get the show.
That'll help.
Yeah, that'll help. If they need to hurry up and get the freaking server going so everything's good again. But it will be, I'm sure. Welcome to the show. This is Scott Johnson, your host. And we have tons to talk about. Before we do that, a couple of bits of business. I wanted to tell the listeners, I got chewed out by a few who didn't know we were doing a sister cast. Andrew and I do something called The Instance, which is all about World of Warcraft. You can check that out if the website was up, but it's not. But you can read all about it on the regular site. So check that out. But that has nothing to do with what we're doing here. I also want to thank YouBuyNow.com. They're not an official sponsor, but they may as well be. And boy, oh boy, did they come through. It's like Santa Claus in January. I almost said July. But anyway, YouBuyNow.com rocks, and the stuff they have there is great. Make sure you check them out, and we're going to talk a lot about more about that here in a bit. Also, special thanks to Sebastian for our mashup, as usual. He does such a great job. And at the end of the show, you'll hear a mashup from show 70. Did a great job. And our intro music today was brought to us by Jonathan Colton. Visit jonathancolton.com.
While up above the waves, my doomsday squad ignites the atmosphere and all the fools who lead their foolish life.
And thanks to Len at Jawbone for turning me on to this guy. He's great. You want to hear geek music? That's the guy to go listen to. Okay, well, let's just get to the whole big fat deal. I want to welcome to the program, starting with commissionedcomic.com's Obsidian, the one and only Obsidian. How are you?
I am not Scott.
No. You are not.
No, I am not.
Also on the line with us is from Pork and Bean and StudioM80.com, the venerable Brian.
Hi. I don't know what venerable means.
I don't either. Venereal?
He's like old. It means extremely old. He likes using big words.
The venereal Brian is here, and we're always happy to have him. We have a lot to talk to Brian about here in a bit, because we're very excited about some things that are happening. And you commission comic.
It makes you excited?
Yep, and you commission comic
fans. You just can't hide it, huh?
You guys should listen close, because there's cool stuff coming from Obsidian. We'll talk about that in a minute. And lastly, Andrew is here from the Wing of America, Florida. Andrew, how are you?
I'm good.
Good, good, good.
Swamped with emails.
Yeah, he's been buried with the exposure that iTunes gives us. We're excited about that. All right, well, let's. We got a few things. Oh, my gosh. What the hell is wrong with me? Hold on. The other guy.
Oh, man. What was he poking you with?
I thought I got you. I thought I got you first. No? That's because you were saying stuff. It threw me off. Mark is here the studio.
Other guy, you know you're not allowed to say stuff.
He's waving at me, dude. No, wait. You should have seen it. I'm sitting here like totally skipping over him. I'm like just completely skipping over him. And then I look over the top of my thing here, and he's waving at me. I'm like, oh, yeah. Well, maybe I ought to tell everyone he's here, too.
See, I think he just does it to, you know, he tells all the other guys, hey, watch how long it takes for Mark to say, who is that?
Well, I apologize. I'm such an idiot. But Mark's here as well. He's sitting across from me. Mark, how are things with you?
Lovely.
That makes me glad and proud. All right.
Oh, that was awful, man. That was just awful.
That was awful.
Besides the fact that you said that you looked over your thing and he waved.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say a thing. I was leaving that one for Obsidian.
Yeah, you were letting
Thank you, Ryan.
You were letting that stew and age to be just right for Obsidian.
We're just setting them up for O.
Hey, and also another thanks to Scott Fletcher from last week. He was great on the podcast, and we got so much positive feedback about him. He was awesome. He likes to call himself P. Fletchy. On occasion.
Pretty soon he'll drop the P and just be Fletchy.
Or, yeah, might just be Fletchy. As he's known in the darker alleyways as Dude Poke.
Dude Poke. Don't forget Dude Poke.
Dude Poke, yeah.
Dude Poke in Poking Dudes. Okay, let's get on to...
I ruined it, Scott. It was good.
It was good without all that?
Good.
All right, so yeah. I frosted the cake. What are you going to do? I don't even know what that means. All right, what are we doing? Oh, let's have a show, everyone.
Let's do the show.
You know what we ought to take care of and get out of the way right away is our contest. Winner. We have a winner from last week, and I can't find my list. Okay. We had a winner from last week's show. This person won signed artwork from me, the Yellow Man print. He got the answer right. Not only that, we got a lot of people that got it right, but we pull randomly from that pool, and I pulled this person. And I'm having trouble finding him. Here he is. Check him out.
Sebastian.
Nope, not him. He wishes.
What?
No, he. Really? Yeah, he didn't get it. So here you go. This is Sam, I believe, is the winner. And here you go. Let's check out his message.
I believe the answer is show number 23. And this is Sam M. Yeah, bye.
Okay, Sam.
Could you be more specific?
He's excited about it.
The answer to the question was, when did Scott Fletcher first introduce the program? And that was indeed show number 23. So he got it correct. Sam, send me your info.
Did you just take the first answer, Scott? Did you really know?
No, I did know. I did know. I went back and checked to be sure, too. What, Obsidian, what did you say?
Sorry, Obsidian.
Was it It Burns When I Pee?
No. No, it was actually the first one he did was Through the Vast Expanse of Known Space and Right Up Your Ear Hole. That was the first one.
That's true.
So there you go. Still in my ear hole. Can't get it out. So, Sam, send me your contact info and have a nice day. Okay, next guy. Or not next guy, but our contest this week. We're going to get to this quick because it's a beast. Hellboy. We're all familiar with Hellboy, correct?
Yes.
Tell us the name of the artist again, Obsidian, because the way you say it, it makes me feel milky.
Really? Mike Mignola?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the guy.
See, I feel about this prize the way O felt about the Final Fantasy prize.
Ah, well, this is a cool prize.
I'm a big fan of Hellboy.
Now, it's not actually Hellboy you'll be getting. It is I forget his name. Who's the fish guy?
Abe Sabian.
Abe Sabian. Hold on.
Oh,
I'm going to grab it. Talk amongst yourselves.
Awesome. Oh, here's a topic.
How you doing, Andrew?
Yeah, I'm really good today, Brian.
I think I'm coming back.
I'm feeling kind of bloated today.
All right, we have the Abe Sapien Lobster. Oh, no, wait, Lobster Johnson. That's not Abe Sapien.
No.
Sorry,
Lobster
wrong character.
Lobster Johnson is one of the other agents.
They used to call me Lobster Johnson in high school. We won't get into that.
But that's because of that infection, Scott.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
That's the web fingers.
But what we have here is the Hellboy action figures from the award-winning comic books by...
Mike Mignola.
Thank you.
You know, Hellboy is actually one of the only two DVDs that I own. You know what the other DVD I own is?
Future Let me go sport, out on a limb here. Sport of the future.
No, tell us.
It is future sport. Sport.
Of
the
future.
Future.
That's right. Well, this comes
it
with
even
the...
has Wesley Snipes in it.
Wesley Snipes?
Even?
It's Wesley's evil twin.
You mean they're counting that as a bonus? Anyway, this is Lobster Boy. No, sorry, Lobster Johnson, and we have this weird brain attachment thing comes
Lobster
with
Boy.
It. A gun and other attachments. This is like the
He comes with dipping sauce.
That's right. It's packaged
with garlic butter. Mm,
even
so
the packaging art is done by Mike Mignola. And I don't say that as good.
That's pretty good.
It does say warning, choking hazard, small parts not for children under 3.
Lobster. You're not allowed to play with it, Scott. Yeah. So.
Anyway, really cool stuff, and it's just awesome. It reminds me of all the McFarlane toys, super detailed, lots of cool little details and stuff.
If I'm not mistaken, that line of figures are actually sculpted to look like Mike's artwork.
Yeah, it is. It is. They're not like the movies at all. This is like the comics.
Good.
It's really neat.
And they achieve the effect very well. I've seen them, and it's amazing.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Where would you see those at?
Oh, I saw them in a dream.
You can actually see them on YouBuyNow.
YouBuyNow.com. Don't forget to go to YouBuyNow.com. That's where we got this. And we were ready to give it away to the winner who comes up with the answer to the following question. And now I've forgotten.
What am I wearing now?
Hold on. What was my question?
Nothing.
Okay, sorry, everyone. We kind of cut off there. We got to do this again. So the person who answers the following question wins the Lobster Johnson. And here's what it is. Obsidian's idea. We've already actually recorded this, so I hate restating it. But we lost it.
We didn't record it. We
yeah,
already
so let's
said
just
it.
Say it fast
yeah, we already
and
said
without
it.
Feeling. Okay, now the person that says it.
Yeah, let me say it. Completely void of emotion. It's not even a question. You call the crap line, 206-203-CRAP, and you say, Mike Mignola, the sexiest way you know how. We will judge who does it the best. And he who comes closest to Obsidian's masterful saying.
Or she.
Yeah, right. that one girl, I think it's Andrew's girlfriend. I think that's all we have to listen to. The show. But anyway, if you get the one, if you get picked, you win. And then next week you'll have it. We'll give away. We'll do the thing. I don't even know what I'm saying.
Forget pick. You win.
You know, something rather ironic is last week I had a bad case of hot Mignolas.
Dude. Oh, yeah. We lost our whole Mignola conversation. Oh, well. Just fill in the blanks, people. Fill in the blanks. It's all good.
Insert joke here.
All right. So we've given away the contest. We won the other one. All right. We're done. Okay.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. Drive safely.
Thank you.
Tipping waiter.
No, but we do have a lot of other stuff to talk about. Let's get to a couple of calls if you guys are all right with that.
No.
Make sure it's recorded.
Hey, I'm not all right.
Now, TJ won one of the Simpsons breakup things. What were they called? Simpsons, whatever they were.
Oh, he got didn't he win the evil Flanders?
Yeah, the evil Flanders with the forbidden donut thing. And he says this.
Hey, Scott, this is TJ. Just calling to let you know I finally received that Simpsons mashup thing I wanted a contest a while back.
There you go.
So, nice.
The 4 to 6 week shipping is really true.
Yeah. Actually, it's because I was so slow getting it out. But yeah, so TJ's happy. He's got his thing. It's all good. And I just wanted to play that and say congratulations,
you know,
TJ.
He never said he was happy.
Yeah. I just finally got it.
Hey, speaking of Max,
frickin' time.
We were talking about Max a minute ago. We didn't record that, but we were. These new Intel Macs. And Rico sent us a question that I think would be good little conversation here about. So let's play what he had to say.
Hello there, Extra Lifers. It's Rico from the Treks and Sci-Fi podcast. My comment for you guys for your show this week is, do you believe that the new Macs they're putting out with Intel chips inside of them are going to turn all the Windows-loving PC fanboys out there into Apple tree-hugging Mac users? I myself am a big PC user, have been for a long, long time, build my own computers, but I am tempted by these new Intel-chipped Apple machines they're putting out. Steve Jobs might be getting some money from me sometime soon. So what do you guys think about that? Do you think that Apple's going to get a lot more business due to this, or do you think it's just going to kind of, maybe a little blip on the radar, but you think all the Windows machines are still going to hang in there? Let me know what you guys think on the show. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, Brian, you have thoughts? Let's start with you. What do you think
absolutely.
About that?
Absolutely. I think that as long as Mac hardware is so proprietary, it's not going to matter whether it's an Intel chip in there or whatnot, because PC users, a lot of PC users like to build their own machines, you know, and you only can do so much with a Mac. You can upgrade some, but you pretty much got what you got.
Yeah.
I agree a lot with Brian. I mean, granted, I've messed around with a Mac, and I burned myself, and but basically, if I could get all the games and all the same programs I use on a PC the same day on a Mac, where I didn't have to wait 6 months to a year or never, if it never gets converted for a Mac, I would probably get a Mac. But the thing is 90%, like, I was shocked that World of Warcraft came out release day for both systems.
Yeah, same disc even.
I think also what he was asking, from what I understand, was that if you can run like Windows Vista on it, will that really put a dent into the Windows market because people will buy the Macs to use for Windows?
I would. I will actually end up doing that, but I won't buy. I'm not buying a next generation Intel based Mac because I want to play games on it. That won't be my reason. My reason will be I can run Vista and probably other stuff that's going to do a lot more with emulation anyway. I'll have OS X, which rules. But I don't know. I still don't think I'd really jump on it for gaming, especially not this new iMac. Now I might with a Power Mac when those come out with the Intel chips because they're upgradable, they're extensible. You can add new hardware, new cards to them, new RAM, whatever. Whereas the iMacs, they have some extendability, but they kind of get locked in at some point.
See, I think you're only going to have a fringe market that wants that likes Mac hardware and wants to use that, but would rather have a Windows system. I can't imagine that it's going to be a mass exodus from custom stuff or from Dell or anything like that just to buy Mac hardware.
Well, I'm an AMD user anyway, so.
Yeah, so you don't care.
Bastard.
Give a crap.
Bastard. AMD bastard. Actually, I'm an AMD guy as well.
I am too.
When it comes to PCs, I think they rock. I was sad.
AMD, when it comes to gaming, they pretty much put Intel in the dirt.
Yeah, and I was sad to hear, although Intel does have a better mobile product. I'll give them that as far as notebooks go. But AMD's chips, when I heard that Apple went that way, I was kind of sad. I thought, now AMD would have been a better fit. It would have been a more, I don't know, rage against the machine, kick the establishment in the nuts sort of thing.
Leave AMD alone, Mac boy.
Well, the joke is that Intel, since Intel's losing so much market share to AMD, is Intel going to be the next power PC chip? It's going to basically just fall away by the wayside and just be Mac proprietary anyway.
That would suck.
So that's what a lot of people are joking about since AMD's kicking their butt so much
on the PC
side.
All future computers will be powered by magical balls of lint.
What the crap?
I hope so. I've got lots of
that. We'll all be wearing silver plastic
all
suits.
All future computers will be made by Dean Cain. we're gonna have to do like a little flashback thing where it's like, hey man, did you pick up the new Cain 5000? Yeah, I did.
The Cain 5000. Well, all I know is it's an interesting topic. Time will tell. I hear these things are screaming fast. That's one thing I'm excited about. I am a Mac user.
I sent you that video.
Yeah, it's cool. And I'm a Mac user not because of the games, and I never will be. I use a PC still to play World of Warcraft, even though there's a Mac here that'll play it as well, because it just doesn't run it as well. My video card in the Mac is not up to snuff. Well, all that's fine. I'll continue to have some cut-rate PC to do that, unless Apple does something crazy. But everything else I do, I need my Mac for, and I'm excited about the change. Now, to just answer Rico's...
I'm curious about something, Scott.
What's that?
When is something up to snuff?
Snuff level is difficult to reach. In fact, only a few men in time, or in the history of time, have ever reached snuff. And I'll give you an example. Now, you ready?
Okay, give me an example that is not Dean Cain, because we all know.
No, we all know
that. I think it's kind of unfair that you referred to PCs as a, what was it you just said, as a cut rate machine.
Well, they are. What I mean by that is they're just big, ugly, loud pieces of hose. I mean, you put the things together by yourself, and anything you
can
do that with.
Not all of them.
Yeah, my computer's not loud. It's really slick looking.
It's a Gordon. Yeah.
It makes grape juice, too.
Yummy.
Yeah, someone who's up to snuff, I would say, is Carl Weathers. I don't know why I'm thinking of his name, but that's who I'm going with. Apollo Creed, baby.
Axe Injection.
And who was it? What was his name in Predator when he was waving around his bloody stump?
Yeah.
What was his name?
Dead Guy.
Dead Guy number 3.
Dead Black Man number 3. Dead Token Black Man, sorry.
You gotta get token in.
It was the 80s. All right, well, thanks, Rico, for your message, because that was sure great to talk about boring computer stuff. Let's move on to something we got from Kevin. I don't even know what these are, so I'm just going to do them. Okay, so here
we go.
You're
going to do them?
I'm going to do... Before I do that, I'm going to save again because I'm nervous. Hold on. All right. You missed what I just said there, but that's okay. So here's what we heard from Kevin.
Hey, Scott, Andrew, Brian, Obsidian, and other guy. This is Kevin from Phoenix again. I'm going to leave Andrew alone this time because I don't want to pick on someone with a mental handicap. Just remember, Andrew, you aren't alone. Lots of famous people are illiterate. I need your help keeping my mashed potatoes out of my peas. My second comment is directed at Obsidian. He mentioned that he doesn't have any use for mobile gaming. For me, the times when I really loved, having my Game Boy SP is when I travel. Nothing shortens a plane trip like Zelda, Final Fantasy, or some Golden Sun fun. Just think about it, though. Don't you wish you had someone to distract you when you were trapped on that bus next to King Hippo? Anyway,
For today's show, I'd like to mention that I'm very happy with the Sci-Fi TV selection today. I love Sci-Fi Channel's Friday lineup, although I do really think that SG-1 should wrap it up in the 10th season. It's getting a little long in the tooth, especially now that we don't have Richard Dean Anderson in there anymore, which, as everybody knows, is totally unbelievable. It's Matlock, right? Oh, not Matlock. Oh, my God. MacGyver. Anyway, and I'm also digging Lost a lot. And really, the only thing that would complete my sci-fi appetite would be another good Trek show and maybe some more Firefly.
Okay, so first of all, can we clear something up? Who the hell is – what was the hippo name? What was that?
King Hippo was in the game Punch-Out. He was the big fat guy you had to fight.
Body blow, body blow. That game?
Uppercut, uppercut.
Okay, I remember that. Remember that, Mark?
Yeah.
When you'd play 720, you could hear it off to the other side.
I actually finished Punch-Out a couple months ago on my emulator.
Oh. Well,
it took you this long?
I lost, sure took
your time, huh?
Yeah, it's only been 20 years. That's pretty good.
I play games good.
Hey, Obsidian, Mark really gets his money out of his games that he plays.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Really,
that is totally true.
Well,
I'm cheap.
That was now the other thing he said was what did he say there? Oh, okay. So
mashed potatoes and peas.
Yeah.
Oh, I think did he just say get his mashed potatoes out of his pubes or something?
No, he got what I was getting at is he got Richard Dean Anderson mixed up with the guy who plays Matlock. What the crap was that?
Andy Griffin.
Yeah, Griffin.
Griffin?
Yeah. And Eddie, Griffith. Not Eddie Griffin. He's a token black guy. Token black actor. Anyway, sorry. I apologize to any token black listeners we have. Oh, man. All right. What were you going to say, Brian? I heard you mumbling something. Oh, what did you say?
Yeah, I actually like the new SG-1.
I think it's okay.
Stuff. I mean, I miss Richard Dean Anderson. I miss him, but, you know, they did what they could with that. They went as far as they could with that kind of story, and they're doing something kind of different.
We're going to talk about we're going to talk about sci-fi shows here in a bit in more detail.
Okay, I thought that was the segue. You should have played that later.
Heaven,
okay,
heavens,
sorry,
I'll
shut up.
No, you're good. I'm glad you brought
chair,
it up,
Brian.
No, I'm glad you brought it up because we don't really have a main topic today.
I'm quitting the podcast.
Finally. Oh, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
I would never let O go. He can't leave. He's unable to. Even if he's talking to us over like nothing but bamboo and cat hair for his internet, we're still doing it. But yeah, what was I going to say? I don't remember now. So instead of doing that, let's listen to Den burp our name. This is really funny. Check this out.
Hello, my Extra Life radio listeners and presenters. On the 49th show, there was an inquiry about a guy who could fart a tune of some kind. Now, about 31 shows later, you asked for a burpy guy. And I've been able to correctly spell out, well, correctly say,
Extra Life Radio.
Okay. Now,
first
of all, have some free time, why don't you?
Scott Fletcher.
Yeah. But
you got burpee guy.
Yeah, second of all, he sounded like he was going to hurl at the end there, so I'm glad it ended what it did. Anyway, thanks, Dan.
The whole thing sounded like he was hurling in the first place.
Yeah, he's the guy that did the orc thing, orc voice. You can kind of tell. So, yeah, that really
had a lot of burping.
That has nothing to do with anything. I just thought it'd be worth talking about. And lastly, we got a couple more here, but this one's from a British guy. He didn't leave his name. So here's our Tokish. Here's
Turkish?
Our Turkish
token token UK guy.
Token UK dot guy. Oh my gosh! I'm having a bad night. My website's down and I'm stressed. Anyway, here it is. Something about Short Round.
Hello, Scott. When I was trying to find Andrew in my local hardcore pornography store, I stumbled across John Ki Kwan, the guy who used to play Short Round in the Indiana Jones films. He had some stuff to say about you, and I think that showing him your podcast was a big mistake. Hello. You may not have been expecting my voice to sound like this, but I am actually 34 years old. Now, I can't have you risking my future career by making silly, immature comments like having me saying in some sort of stupid-ass Asian accent that I had when I was 6. I'll be contacting my lawyers to sue your ass to next week, Mr. Johnson. You will not have heard from me yet. I'll sue your ass, man. I'll sue you. Anyway, that was Short Round or Johnny Boy or Ki Kwang or whatever it is. I'll see you soon.
All right. So
Does he have enough money to hire lawyers anymore?
Dude, the British eat too much blood pudding is what I'm thinking. Too much blood pudding makes someone
call.
And
I didn't bother buying anything that night in the store, so thank you very much.
Well, that was awesome. Okay, last one. This is kind of a longish one. It's only about a minute, but I think there's some good points brought up here, and I know that we'll all have opinions, so check this out.
Hey, Scott. In a recent EGM article, they came out with the 200 greatest games of their time. And they listed it according to when the games came out, how good they were. So you can't put Halo 2 above Blaster Master. I don't know how they ranked those two, but I know they were both on the list. And I was just wondering what you'd put the greatest games of all time. I'll read the top 10 list, see if you guys agree with that. Going from 10 to 1, there's Pong, Grand Theft Auto 3, Ocarina of Time, Space Invaders, Super Mario 64, Legend of Zelda for the NES, Tetris, Street Fighter 2, Pac-Man, and the number one was Super Mario Bros. For the NES. I thought it was a pretty good list. I would like to see my favorite game, Metal Gear Solid 3, get in there. 1 and 2 did, but not as high up as I'd like. Okay, thanks for playing this one, Scott. Bye.
God, get away from your microphone.
Yeah, that guy's got some... dude! He's got the... He needs a pee guard.
Hey, Mark. Yo. Hey, Mark.
Yes.
He can't hear you.
Oh, he'll hear us soon enough. Or maybe he won't if the website isn't up, but I'll quit talking about that now. Anyway, thanks for that. And here's my... You want my top three games of all time? Here they are. Here they are. Number one...
Do we?
Or number three, I would put as Pac-Man. Number two, Crazy Climber.
Oh, God, I remember that.
Yeah, I knew you might. I know Mark does. I used to actually have this thing. And then number one for me... Don't make fun, but number one would probably be Mario 64 for me. I love that game.
Yeah.
I thought that game was mind-blowing.
The only problem I had with the 10 that he read is, truthfully, out of what was on there, I don't think Grand Theft Auto has any right being in the top 10.
I agree.
Why do you say that? I mean, I'm not saying it should be either, but
there's so many other games that are much more innovative and were more popular, and I think the reason it's in the top 10 is the bad press. If you take away the bad press, it probably wouldn't even be in the top 10.
Yeah. Well, I maintain that game's just an adult version of Mario 64 anyway. The underlying gameplay is the same. It really is. It's go there, do this, and while you're not going there and doing this, you can walk around freely. It's the same idea. And Obsidian, what were you going to say? And what's your top three, by the way?
No, I wouldn't dare to make a top three because... Probably I'd just make a top three, and five minutes later, I'd remember some other game. But I do have some, like a couple of games that jump to mind as, okay, Chrono Trigger for their Super Nintendo.
Yep.
That is like one of my favorite games of all time. Stunts. Do you guys remember Stunts?
Oh, God, I remember that.
Of course you do. I don't remember that. What the crap is Stunts?
I've never heard of Stunts.
You could just do stunts. You could like, drive...
Really?
You could drive a car and, like, you know, jump a car off a bridge, and it was really cool.
So some truth in advertising. Yeah. I like that. Stunts. You get to do stunts.
Stunts was one of the games that that I've played the most in my life, I think.
Originally, Stunts, I saw one of the prototype boxes, and the original name for the game, Stunts, was Grocery Shopping
Wait
with
for
Grandma.
It. Okay, I knew it was coming.
They figured it was too much. It was too much of a niche.
Yeah, you think?
There goes Andrew.
That might be a niche. Hey, well, that's all our calls, man. That was awesome. Thanks for all your input, everyone. We love getting these things. In fact, I like these a lot more than reading emails, so... Send more audio.
You can't read, and you can't seem to keep your hands on them after you print them out.
Now, admittedly, one was a drunk British guy, and the other one was a guy burping our name. But still.
Par for the course, then, for this show.
Yeah, it fits right in. I like the burp one. I may have to make that into some sort of intro of some sort, but we'll have to see. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about science fiction and the shows that are on right now that we are digging on. And mostly, for me, we're going to talk about Battlestar Galactica because I have decided this last weekend it is the best show on television. Stay right here. I'll be right back.
What is Jawbone?
Kind of saucy.
What is Jawbone?
Bad taco meat or something.
What is Jawbone?
Is it a Sasquatch or is it more of a skunk ape?
What is Jawbone?
Should I dial 911?
The BBC calls Jawbone the podcast Jerry Seinfeld would have made had he settled down in Cleveland with five children.
That's true.
Witty.
You can start by putting your pants back on.
Funny.
Where's the monkey meat?
Hilarious.
I gotta go to Shetler's.
Whew. Excuse me.
From the streets of Cleveland comes Jawbone Radio.
Oh, that's down gotta be trouble. There.
Listen in at jawboneradio.com.
Where's the guy with the meat?
Everybody's talking. Talking about Extra Life Radio. Don't be left out. Make your voice heard at myextralife.com.
Hey, and we're back. Welcome back to the program. If you're just joining us, this is Extra Life Radio. That doesn't really happen in podcasting, so I should shut up. Doesn't really go that way.
They jumped halfway into the show.
Yeah. If you're just joining us, let me recap the first 30 minutes.
Is this 1027?
Hello. I'd like to win the car. Gentlemen, you're there?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we're here.
We're back.
Hi.
We're back. Let's talk sci-fi for a minute. Let's talk specifically television sci-fi, and not to encroach on the territory of certain science fiction podcasters whom will remain nameless.
Oh, we can take them.
I can't even talk. We're going to talk about...
Are you talking about Rico?
Yes, we're talking about Rico. He's a monkey.
Is he a monkey?
He's a monkey. He played a monkey in Mighty Joe Young. He said... excuse me, but I'm a damn monkey. You want to? Actually, I have a pretty good impression of Rico, but I'm not going to do it. There's no way I'll get in trouble. Okay, anyway, I love Rico. I love his show. Anyway, so let's talk about this for a second. I
like that album he put out.
Who, Rico?
Yeah, he sang that song Suave or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Dude. Oh, man. You are batting 1,000 tonight. Woo! I like it. Okay, anyway, so what was I doing? Where was I at?
Sci-fi TV.
Oh, yeah, Extra Life Radio. Welcome to the show. Oh, we're a little further than that.
By the way, your website is down.
Oh, yeah, my website's down. Have I told that to anyone? Obsidian likes to have two Mignolas with one Coke, please. I can't remember. Oh, I know. Okay, this whole science fiction thing. This weekend, I BitTorrented, perfectly legal in my opinion, the first two episodes of this year's, it's debatable on that in the whole TV thing. But anyway, I downloaded the two first episodes of this new season's or mid-season's new episodes of Battlestar Galactica. And I really, really got into these two episodes. I saw it up through last year and I've really enjoyed it all throughout. But something about these two shows kind of clicked with me and I just said, you know what? I'm enjoying this more than anything else I watch. So,
and these two episodes are showing now are kind of related to the original episodes where he ran into another Battlestar commander, and they kind of went through this whole riff too.
You're talking about the old show, right? The 70s one.
Yeah, if you've ever seen the old one, it's they're kind of rehashing that whole thing.
There was Battlestar Galactica?
Yeah. Which I found really interesting in the whole show it seems like they're just retelling, and it's like
what's wrong with that?
But I like that. I like the way they're retelling it, though. They've changed some of the characters. You know, they've made some characters that were men into women.
Yeah.
So.
And I haven't minded that. I kind of thought it would bug me to have Star Trek.
You know, a lot of people do that nowadays. You know.
Yeah, I know it's coming. Yeah. Left it open for you there too,
Mark.
Yeah, Mark was his name was Sheila about 4 weeks ago. And there's still a little extra. There's a couple more operations, right?
I still have boobies.
Yeah, and testicles are...
still get man boobs.
He has to make testicles out of like...
Man boobs are called moobs.
Moobs.
I'm wearing the bro.
And man, do I get them.
They grafted my new penis from my back. Anyway, I don't know how they do
and
that
can
stuff.
Can it
but
stand up straight?
Good luck to them. Woo! Can't stand up straight. Oh, man. That was pretty good. Anyway, so yeah, I like that show a lot, and I think it's great. I think it's relevant to today, meaning it's not about future stuff, really. It's about things that conflict people throughout time, and I like that. Mm-hmm. I really like Starbuck. I think she's hot in her own weird way.
Oh, yeah.
I like, what's his name, from Miami Vice, Stand and Deliver. Yeah. What's his name?
Great.
Almost.
Dever James Almost is great as the now Admiral,
He's
I guess.
He's a perfect pick.
Yeah, he got made Admiral this last episode.
The cast
so.
In general is like dead on.
Oh, yeah.
And when are they going to kill the president? I wonder how that was when she first signed on for that. So
well,
I'm
this last episode gives her...
a dying president.
They gave her 2 or 3 weeks in the last episode, whatever time that is in the show's time. And I'm guessing she's not really going to die. I'm guessing she'll probably have some transcendent experience and become some omnipotent glowing blue orb. I don't know what she'll do.
She will become more powerful than you could possibly imagine.
Yes. It'll be like, what's that Star Trek guy? It'll be like that guy.
Q?
No, not him. Well, Barkley, when he turned all omnipotent and controlled the ship and stuff.
Yeah.
And which is interesting because Barkley was in the original A-Team with Dirk Benedict, who was Starbuck in the first Battlestar Galactica. So everything's connected.
Interesting.
Admit it. Anyway, great show.
Fascinating.
Yeah, great show. Brian, what did you think of 24 this week?
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
It's always been good. I've been watching it for the full four seasons. And every year, it's always good.
Any of the rest of you guys into 24 at all?
I've never watched it, even though the guys at work keep trying to tell me to download it and start watching it.
How about Columbia? They get that down there?
Yeah, but I have never watched it either. I'm
not
interested.
He loves it
really.
Every day.
It's good, man. Oh. You know what? I haven't watched any of the other seasons all the way through because what'll happen is I'll watch a couple and then I'll miss it for some reason.
Yeah, if you miss it, it's over.
Yeah, you're screwed. It's and over. I don't have TiVo, so I kind of have to really be careful, and I guess I can BitTorrent it.
I'd have to say the show that I'm really – well, the main shows I watch, you got Battlestar Galactica, science fiction, Invasion, science fiction. And even I consider Lost science fiction.
Yeah, Lost is always good.
Yeah, it is kind of science fiction.
What did you guys think about that last show at the big smoke thing? Did you guys ever
it was
that?
Did you notice?
I have it, TiVo.
Oh, sorry, dude. Someone had, there was a smoke, because someone was smoking. No. The end. End of the show. Mark, do you watch Lost at all?
Nope.
You sack of crap.
I don't watch anything.
No.
I watch,
that was great.
I watch Sports and Simpsons. That's about it.
Yeah,
oh,
sure.
Man.
You know Mark's busy watching like all the new doilies available on QVC every Saturday. So,
hey, you say this is your first season really?
Out.
Say what?
Hey, Scott, you say this is your first season watching 24?
I'm committed. I'm committed this year.
Yeah.
I'm watching it all.
Dude, the only thing that's kind of annoying about the show is, well, it's kind of cool too, but you just never know who's going to die.
Yeah. Yeah, I
mean,
I like that.
You think you're going to know who's going to die, and that's all it is.
Like
the whole
that
show
terrorist
is about
yesterday.
Who's going to get killed? Who doesn't get killed this week?
Does Kiefer Sutherland turn into a vampire in this one?
No, he floats out the window and tries to get people to go with him. No,
he does have those really big, cool shades on there. Like,
I think his dad should be in it. I think
Donald
Sutherland in there. Make him a terrorist
like a
leader or something. Yeah, he'd be a good president. The guy they
I've
have
always
now
liked
is
him
me
as an
off.
Actor.
Yeah. But anyway, it's a good show. I liked it. This is the first two episodes, I guess, or basically it was like a four-hour premiere or whatever.
Yeah, and Eliza was her, what's her last name? That his daughter, Eliza Kubruther.
Dushku?
Dushku. No, that's not it. Eliza, what?
She's
not back.
Game?
So far, she hasn't been back on this
James
year,
Earl
which
Jones?
I'm glad, because those first two seasons, she
is
was annoying.
She
yeah, I don't like her much. I don't like her much.
Bruce Campbell.
All right, so since Obsidian, you don't see 24, and you're not really a fan of
anything
American cinema, what do you guys get on Telemundo down there that you really dig on?
Actually, Scott, you see, the thing is, we get most of those shows. The truth is, I just don't watch TV.
Really?
Nerd.
That's because he draws all day. He's doing what I should be doing.
Yeah, that's true. I was going to say there's not really a reason for which I don't watch TV. I just don't have the time.
Yeah. I used to not watch TV until I got a TiVo. And it's kind of a bad thing and a good thing. But I would never make time to watch TV. But now that I know I can watch whatever I want when I want to watch it. Like I watch Stargate Atlantis and all the Stargate SG-1 and all that stuff. I watch it usually in the morning times when I'm doing other things.
Yeah.
I had a hammer, bro,
I'd hammer
in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening myself. Yeah.
And in the afternoon if necessary. But
no, I'd do it all over this land.
All right, pick the song. Who's the song? Who is it? I can't pick
You've
it.
Never heard that song.
No, I've heard it.
You've
I just
heard
don't
it from Leonard Nimoy sing it.
Leonard Nimoy sings that?
Yeah, he sang a version of that on his album.
That's
good
awesome.
Lord.
That's awesome.
I get $5 every time I say TiVo. TiVo.
Yeah. TiVo. You get a month
off.
Are
they getting that desperate?
Yeah, they need
to please buy our products. We're going under.
All right, well, we've already had a listener complain about SG-1 that it should go away. SG Atlantis, though, is good enough to take
Atlantis.
Its place, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So I don't have a problem with it if it goes away. I do miss having MacGyver on there, though.
I heard they're going to – the MacGyver, when he left the original SG-1, he's going to another new one called SG Santa Monica.
Dude, <he's> such,
that's I thought it was going to be SG New York.
Will it be as good as Enos was after Dukes of Hazzard? Because Enos was awesome. That show rocked.
That was a good show.
He went to L.A. with the city cop, see, and he was a bumpkin still. That was the deal. That was the joke.
What was Lobo? Is that a spinoff of BJ and the Bear?
No, yeah. Sheriff Lobo. Sheriff Lobo wasn't a spinoff, was it?
Yeah, well, it was B.J. and the Bear, wasn't it?
I think he played Sheriff Lobo in the original B.J. and Bear, I think.
We'll have listeners write something in, and if they're smart, they'll send us audio clips from B.J. and the Bear, or what is it? B.J. and the Lobo?
Lobo. Sheriff Lobo. Lobo.
Sheriff Lobo L-O- and B.J. and the Bear.
Okay, yeah. That's it. P.J. or B.J.?
B.J.
B.J. B.J.
and the Bear.
Lobo and the
Bear.
Lobo
His name
and the
was
B.J.
Brian Jenkins.
Bear.
All right.
Not even close.
What was that comic book? That's not has nothing to do with that show, right? Lobo?
No.
Okay.
Shite.
Shite? What? What happened? Sorry. Are you all right?
I dropped my mixer. Can you hear me?
All right. Speaking of him being okay, let's just quickly diverge and ask Brian how his test went. We talked about it on a previous show. So, Brian, how did your test go?
Yeah, did they shove a
can you hear me?
Up your butt?
A butt catheter? Is that what you got?
No, they didn't shove it up my butt.
Oh, other way.
You got a rectal rooter.
You shoved it up the doctor's butt.
Oh. They put it down my throat, but it is the same one they used to shove up the butt.
Did they wash it?
Like a wet nap
I hope
or
so.
Something?
They put me out. I said, you're going to stick that in me? You better knock me out.
Oh, my gosh. So, but really, they go down your throat and they
scoop. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But wait a minute. You were out.
It's a fun experience.
So
now,
you don't know for a fact that they didn't shove it up your butt?
No, actually, you
they might have just done that for fun.
Yeah. You do actually know, and this is what's wild about getting this run, this test. If you ever get a chance to do it. It's fun. But
I'm going to get it tomorrow.
They give you Xanax. Give you 10 milligrams of Xanax, which makes you not give a crap about anything. You're going to stick that where? Sure, why not? Go ahead. And then they also give you this medicine that gives you amnesia, so you can't put any memories together over a certain amount of time.
Really?
Yeah, so I was actually aware of what they were doing. I was aware when they were putting this tube down my throat because about 15 minutes later, I was talking to my wife and telling her the whole thing, what happened. But then about 4 hours later, I had no recollection of anything that happened.
Really?
She was telling me everything that I did
That's
and was saying.
Creepy,
and it was just so weird.
Wait a minute.
You know, Brian, I had the same thing. I had a bronchoscopy for,
yeah.
You know, they had to scope my lungs. And I remember my earliest memory is walking through the hospital. I mean, I was awake the whole time, but I just can't remember anything that was discussed.
What
I mean,
if they screw that up? What if they screw that up and you're like,
wait a minute, Brian.
Who am I and who are you? I mean,
did you go to the doctors?
Or what's
this
scar where my kidney used to be?
You abducted by aliens.
Yeah.
Sure. You didn't wake up in a tub full of ice in Vegas or something.
No. But I think they ought to give you this medicine for every doctor you visit, because I would go to the dentist all the time.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Remember it.
Same here.
My teeth look great. Wow, look at that. That look great.
I've got a root canal giving me trouble. I'd love to go in there.
You know what would be fun,
it.
Though? You could have those pills. Yeah. When you have a really bad day at work, you go into your boss's office, ream him a new one, and set two pills down on the counter and go, take these now. And then the next day he has no idea what you said to him.
I still think it's creepy, though. The idea that your memories are wiped just is – that's a little future sport.
It is really wild how you're conscious the whole time, but you just don't remember. You'll remember bits and snatches of things that have happened. But, yeah, it's really weird.
Yeah.
Well, but I do wonder if maybe – perhaps in the future, Brian will have nightmares and recollections, flashbacks.
No, it's a good point.
He will have flashbacks. Now, if he has flashbacks, I bet that they will be in black and white.
Except they'll be like,
I'm supposed to go do it again in February too. I got to go back February 20th
again,
follow up and stuff. So
you can.
It doesn't bother me because I'm not going to remember it. I don't remember what the crap happened.
You know,
I don't care.
You know what? I bet there's a trigger word. I bet there's a word that if you say it, he remembers.
Yeah,
Brian's
going to
he flips out and kills everybody. Here's what's going to happen. Brian's going to be shopping, and he'll be like, oh look, they have bananas, and someone's going to be like, hey look, avocados are on sale, and Brian's going to wipe out everyone in the supermarket.
Yeah.
At that point, I'll have to kill the Prime Minister of Malaysia.
Yeah. Something like that, dude. That'd be awesome. I'd love it. So, Brian, you don't know your special word, but when you learn it, tell us.
No, when I figure it out.
It's the Prime Minister of Propecia, actually.
Yeah. Or Micronesia.
So if the word's like turd, and somebody sends in a voicemail to the next show and says, yeah, I was wondering if you guys thought that Final Fantasy deserves a turd, and then Brian will just lose it. Sends 1,000 volts through the Skype connection and kills us all. That'd be awesome. And then you won't remember.
That's enough.
But listen, though. Hey, this since we're talking about sci-fi, this fits in perfectly with me. If somebody gave me a pill that says this is going to make you forget things, that's scary to me because I don't know what they really did during that experience. Like, what you know, I don't know. What if they did a lot of things and I don't remember any of it?
Yeah.
They have to have
a couple of doctors.
I don't know. Let's ask Brian. Brian, so what if they did actually give you a rectal rooter?
Well, they have to have a rectal rooter.
Somebody's fixated here.
Yeah, I'm telling you. They have to have multiple people in there. They can't be in there by themselves.
Okay. Speaking of creepy.
Are you taking the red pill or the blue pill?
No, wait. Was your wife there with you?
Yeah, she was actually in the way.
Okay. Oh, man, that's awful. They made her take a pill, too.
Well, I want to make sure. That's my point, is, like, you can't really verify that they didn't. Okay, yeah, there's 10 people in here. Now take the pill. All right, you guys get out of here. I need to get in the rubber suit and whatever.
Scott, maybe it's even worse. Maybe the 10 of them actually just gangbanged them.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought y'all said it was a oral exam.
Yeah, it was.
You want to hear creepy, Scott? There was earlier in the week, I saw a scientific article that apparently, since they need human stem cells to do research, and since rabbits, their cells develop faster, they're making a human rabbit hybrid. So they can harvest the human stem cells faster.
So wait,
that's sexy.
So wait, is it the will it be more rabbit than human or more?
No,
human
no,
than rabbit?
It's going to be like 90% human, like 10% rabbit. And
wow.
I
was
going to
say all you had left was
10,
so it was 5% human.
And all of a sudden. No, is it wrong if I find the rabbit girl somewhat arousing?
You're a furry guy. That's why you like that stuff. But no, I don't get that. If they're going to make a half human, half rabbit, they need to make something cool like half human, half gorilla or something cool.
Wait a minute. They already have half human, half gorilla. They're called race fans.
Oh.
Hey, I can say that because I live surrounded down here by them.
He's constantly, his life is walk out in the morning, hear a bird chirp, and then hear, ear, 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 ear.
Yep, basically, at certain times of the year, it's like that.
Oh, man. Well, that's very interesting. Brian, we collectively, and the listeners, I'm sure, wish you nothing but a speedy next test where you don't remember them probing you. That'll be awesome for you.
Yep.
But keep us posted. Now, let's talk. We don't have a ton of time left. We got to get to our crappy movie of the week, and we want to talk about swag. So let's do crappy movie of the week, and we'll get to swag right after that. This is a kung fu film. I got to pause. All right, this week's crappy movie of the week. This crappy movie of the week is called... hold on. What's it called?
You can do it, Scott.
The Buddhist Fist. Now, this is one of those kung fu badly translated movies, and I don't have a description for it, but let's go ahead and just listen to these because it speaks for itself. This is the first part, a couple of kids talking about learning kung fu. I'll let you be the judge.
The other kids always beat me. Why can't your master teach me so we can do kung fu?
Good, then we can both practice kung fu.
Remember to practice kung fu.
Kung fu.
Kung fu.
Let's say over time, kung fu.
Kung fu, kung fu.
It'll be a movie.
Yeah, admittedly, I did a little editing there to add a few more kung fus at the end, but I thought it was funny.
That's great.
That's an awesome one. Here's another one. I don't remember what this one says, but we'll just check it out.
I've watched your kung fu, and I'm surprised. It's near perfection. Actually, Buddha palm and fist are the same origin. Left hand Buddha palm, right hand Buddha fist.
I just like that one because they're beating the snot out of each other with bad sound effects. And the best one I saved for last. I think they're talking about cows. Well, I'll let you hear this. Here you go.
As far as I'm concerned, the whole thing started because of mutual attraction. So it seems somebody's got to pay compensation. Nancy, it's your cow, and she stood on four legs, but Lijo's bull stood on two legs. So now, there, your cow has messed up Lijo's land.
Right, again.
What kind of kung fu lawyering is that?
I don't know. I had to cut it off early because who knows what the crap is going on there. But anyway, that's a fine film. It's called The Buddhist Fist.
My kung fu is better than your kung fu.
I'm true. That's true. You must learn kung fu. But that show you can get on Amazon.com, and I can't tell you where right now because Firefox decided to take a dump on me. All right.
Speaking of kung fu, there's a new cookbook coming out called Kung Fu and Fondue.
You can see him going down.
Slowly.
I've been really tired this last week. I've been packing. Been moving. Next week I'm moving. Yeah, so
it's a little bad for Andrew. He's got to reach
away. Watching
a guy
leap off a building. You watch him fall. There's nothing you can do.
You know what would make you feel better? Do you know what make you feel better?
What?
An Extra Life Radio t-shirt.
Oh, yes. Perfect transition. Translation? I can't talk either.
Translation.
Stupid web host. Anyway, so Brian, tell us where we're at. We've got the ELR site up that's selling.
We have shirts.
We have shirts. So people get in there and buy shirts. We've got some sold already. Thanks to those who bought them.
Stickers.
We got
stickers. And here's the deal, people. Here's the deal, people. We have not placed the order yet. It will be placed this week. But if you want a different color shirt besides black,
he said, but.
If you want somebody, if you want something besides black, you got to let us know now because we're gonna order black unless you want a different color.
Yeah, and we can do that. So you need to let us know. Jump on the website that's not currently available, but it will be.
Yeah, or you can go. Wires are still available.
That's true. ELR.studioM80.com, correct?
That's right.
Yeah, check it out. Now,
Obsidian's got shirts to come.
Yeah, no. Obsidian, tell us your story.
Brian, tell them.
Oh, Brian's telling.
That's the next part. We also have commissioned.studioM80.com.
Yeah.
And it is also a store, and we've got a really nice looking shirt. I really like the shirt that Obsidian's made. It's for the Ministry of Abnormality.
Yeah.
And it's a great little picture of Obsidian. Head over there and take a look at it. It's a good looking shirt. We're also working on another shirt for girls, too. And if Obsidian wants to talk about that, I'll let him tell about that one.
Well, it's a very nice shirt. Basically, what you do when you wear this shirt is you show the world that the character from the comic, Carlos, is allowed to fondle your breasts. It is...
Male or female, you can buy the shirt,
that's
correct?
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And the message is very simple. It is that commissioned lifts... and accentuate.
It's actually a very cool design. So is the other one with Obsidian and his little, what do you call that thing? It's
Da Vinci.
Da Vinci thing, yeah. The whatever that is. I don't know what that's called.
I think that's something like the Varsuvius or something, isn't it?
Yeah, you say it better than me. So anyway, yeah, check it out because it's, what is it, commission.studioM80.com, right?
That's right.
All right, very cool. So you want to go check it out.
We're going to make Studio Media into a whole site so we can showcase all of this stuff.
That's awesome.
It's not quite there yet, but it will be.
So, I'm working on macrame.
Sweet. We need some good knitting work. Mark, you can provide...
I ain't doing nothing, man.
He's not doing jack.
I ain't doing nothing.
He's playing baseball. Poker. Mark's doing yard work. Yeah. You can hire Mark to do do yard work.
Speaking of which, my neighbor was out mowing his lawn the other day,
and you were spying him
in January.
In January,
we asked him, "What are you doing?" He says, "I'm mowing the lawn." Why? Because my dog poops and the grass is too high to scoop it out, and I don't want to have the snow come and cover all the dog crap.
Oh, jeez.
So there you go. He was mowing.
So
he'd
rather hit the frozen dog crap, turn it into shards, and have it scatter across the yard.
Ah, yes. So that's the deal. So we're awesome. We're awesomely excited. It's not even the right word to use, but we're totally excited about this new store stuff. So get out there
it's
and check
bodacious.
It out. It's awesome. And you get more details about all of this.
It's gnarly.
MyExtraLife.com, CommissionComic.com, StudioM80.com.
Daniel Jackson Converse. Whatever.
Oh, yeah. You can't remember the dot com part. That's funny.
The one he always rags on all the time.
Yeah, the rest of it's really easy. The dot com we have trouble with. So anyway, but that'll be that'll be so cool. We're totally excited. And Brian deserves much of the credit. By the way,
you should get a website, Mark.
Yeah.
Again, once I finish building everybody else's websites, I will look around to get one.
Why don't you have a website?
You can have it. Excuses.
It can be called like Liberace Rocks or something like that.
I think it's taken. LiberaceRocks.com, no longer available. Someone's got it parked at GoDaddy, no doubt. Well, that pretty much covers...
Well, tell us, other guy, is that you?
Yeah, yeah. That pretty much covers show number 71 here on the Extra Life Radio podcast and radio show and clown activity. We're...
I didn't notice the clown.
No, I didn't either.
Clown activity.
When I was a kid, clowns just gave me the willies. But that's
anybody
another that's another topic for
it
another show.
And poltergeist.
Clowns, clowns, like clowns in general are evil because anyone that's that happy has got something to hide.
Yeah, I agree, dude. And have feet that big, there's something up. But anyway, thank you for joining us on the program.
It's popular and with ladies.
Let's say to commissioned. Make sure you go to commissionedcomic.com and check out Obsidian's work if you haven't already, and most of you have. But if you haven't, check it out. Obsidian, thanks for being here. Andrew, thanks for being here. Pork and Beans, Brian.
How's it going?
Pork and Beans, Brian. I should say that Pork and Bean is actually his webcomic. Now, you may not know that because he doesn't update it very often. But
yeah,
no. Oh, no. You see, I know what's going on there, Scott, and I'm going to explain in less than a minute.
Okay.
What's happening is that apparently the jokes are so good that he doesn't need to update. He just leaves the joke there.
Actually, I keep them for myself.
I just laugh all night.
Well,
just leaves the joke there and it works for about a year.
The reason I wanted to say something though is because I didn't want people to think when I said pork and bean I was referring to, you know, anything else. Like you're really into pork and beans or something.
The newest sexual thing.
Brian smells like bacon and beans.
And of course, Mark, thank you for being here across the table behind my thing.
You finally noticed.
Oh, I don't even want to know.
Yep, and don't forget
that Mark was here.
Yes, he was.
It's the other guy.
And don't forget to listen to the end of today's show, where we get to hear another mashup from our friend Sebastian. It's a good one from show 70, and we'll be back here next week, barring any sort of problem, with my stupid host, who I love, and thank you for the hosting. But all should be well. So hopefully you get this show and everything's good. If you'd like to get in contact with us, make sure you check out myextralife.com, where you'll see the comic, the blog, and everything else that pertains to the show. You can call us using the crap line, 206-203-CRAP, C-R-A-P. And if you're so inclined, you can check us out on Skype, which is kind of hard to do except on Tuesday nights, but you can try anyway. And that Skype name is My Extra Life. We'll look forward to seeing you guys next week. See you then.
Guaranteed, huh? Is that what you guys say? Guaranteed? Well, there's a lawsuit capable for that one. My last message didn't make it on. I wonder. Anyways, what's up? This is Jeremy again. How y'all guys doing? Anyways, just calling as a fellow Warcrafter. And just seeing whatever. Just thought I'd say hi and whatnot. I don't know. I'm tired, I got a cold, and I'm trying to drive home and no one else is talking. Oh well, there's my 5 seconds of fun.
Furious Buddha!
If you're new to the program, good luck. You're going to need it.
Future Sport 2. The Sport of the Future. Again.
Really, the voice of podcasting. Phlebas... Flasbat.
You've just put him on the spot for no reason, Scott.
Nah.
Are you Santa Claus?
No. I hate it now. I wish you fans would just leave me alone.
Kill it with fire.
He's awfully quiet. Did we kill him? Where'd he go? Murder, She Wrote, in her thong.
Hey, it's the other guy.
Thank you. Yeah, I meant every other word that I said.
Hurry up, everyone. Dick Clark's balls are dropping.
Well, I was going to clean out those begonias, but why not?
Yeah, exactly.
That's right, like a quarter stick of dynamite.
Quickly, you know, get that, Scott, that what? I am physically incapable of burping?
What if someone was to strike you in the head with a brick?
I find myself sexually attracted to Spock. Poor testicle specimen.
And at last, you've discovered the name that I use when I do the porno voice.
Don't want to look dumb by associating with us. Indiana Jones and the Condo of Short Round. Even Scott Fletcher could tell where you were going.
Is that just a very lengthy way of saying that you lost?
You are so going to hell.
We like to give you a chesticle piercing, and we call that a Guy Pierce.
I want to see it next week on my desk. And we'll call it Coupon Redemption.
And that brings us back to Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, man, that's like watching a car crash and you can't do anything about it.
Oh, that's humor, isn't it?
You're fumbling for the remote, and you find out the remote is actually wedged between your left boob fat.
Extra Life Radio has been around for a long time.
You're wrong, and here's why.
No, the problem is. This has been Extra Life Radio, and that has been our big panel show for Tuesday night.
Basically, Spock is in heat. Dun 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 dun. Dun 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 dun. I just think that's great music. I really enjoy it, and it's basically Spock is in heat.